Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
Today we're going to talk about something called parvo, which is, I think it's a virus that puppies get. Do you know much about parvo?
They do. Yes, absolutely. Now, before we go into the actual virus, maybe we set the scene here a little bit. Dog trainers and vets traditionally have always had an issue with getting dogs out and socialising them. So your dog trainer will say, look, your dog's in his or her critical period of development from 0 to 16 weeks of age. The more they experience, the more they know about the world, the better they learn to live in our environment. Now, traditionally, your vets would say, don't take the puppy out, don't go anywhere with the puppy, because canine parvo is a really nasty disease, and it's something that we vaccinate for, but puppies have to go through that whole vaccination process first. So the tension is, what do you do? Do you take your pup out and take the risk, or do you keep your pup in and lose this great opportunity for socialisation?
So, Joe, what do you do?
Well, that's a very good question.
We're
probably a little bit more extreme, but our assistance dogs, we take out in those baby harnesses that you have on your chest. They get to see the world. We take them out for coffee. We go to the lake. We go all different places, but we never put our pups on the ground. So parvo is this virus that dogs get that basically affects the gut, and it causes them to have a lot of gastro, but also it kills some of the hairs in their intestine, which stops them from being able to take in the nutrients of their food. They go down very rapidly. There's often a loss of blood, which is characteristic with parvo. It is the nastiest disease. And the other thing about parvo is that it can live in the dirt, in the ground, for up to 18 months. So a dog that's been infected might be fully vaccinated, but has been infected, goes to the toilet on a grassed area, even though that might be picked up down the road, that virus is still in the soil. So what we tell families is, look, you need to get your puppies out to see the world. Otherwise, that's going to come back and have side effects down the road. But don't let your puppy on any kind of public surface. And this is how bad this virus is. Even your really potent disinfectants, a lot of them won't actually kill this virus. So it's a special veterinary grade disinfectant that will kill the virus, but it is rampant and it's often really strong in rural areas. So it's something that puppy owners need to be really well aware of. Until your dog is 10 days after their complete vaccination, you are vulnerable. After that, your chances of contracting it lessen, and your dog's ability to cope increases. But get them out so that they can see the world, experience going for car trips. We just don't put them on the ground. Even like, for example, the marketplace, you've got hundreds of thousands of feet going across that space in any given day, and we all walk off farms or off dirt areas or off grass areas bringing that in, and the virus can survive for a long period of time. So I might walk it into the marketplace and you walk it back out. So just be very mindful, it is a dangerous environment.
Thanks, Joe. If you have any problem with your dog, or you've got anything you'd like to discuss, you can drop us a line. Go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au and you'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.